Okay, it's a beautiful day. Let's prepare to worship the Lord. Okay. First selection, I guess it's on the board up there. Come to Almighty King. You might sing a few songs that you're probably not used to singing, but just try to catch on, okay? Just to get away from the old pattern of doing things. Come thou Almighty King, help us thy name to speak. Help us to praise, Father, all glorious, all our Heavenly Father in prayer this time.
Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come into the Lord's day. We come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts, asking you to continue to look down upon us, protect us, love us, and keep us. And above all, give us the right to come to you and worship. Amen. We come asking you, dear fathers, we come to your mighty throne, that you will help us be the kind of children that we should and ought to be. Amen. The kind of children that's willing to stand on the truth, irregardless of what confronts us. We know that we live in a sin-sick world. It's all in turmoil, turned upside down. But yet and still your children continue to march on to heaven. Amen. So we're praying, dear Father, as we go this way, that you will always keep a strong of protection around us and let us know that we belong to you. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go through this land and country, to help us to continue to seek out the lost. Seek out those who are meeting and grouping in darkness. Seek out all of those who know not Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins. Help us to teach them and to teach them all of the things that we have learned, the things that will help them make heaven their home and the final confirmation of all things. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go, help us to continue to show love in this world, the kind of love that will stand when this world is on fire. Let us exhibit the love that your Son showed for us when he went to the cross on our behalf. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, go, help us to be willing to stop, take time, and extend a hand of fellowship to those who are lost. Extend a hand of love and scoop those souls up and bring them to the fold before it's a day and everlasting too late. Amen. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, march in this world, that we will give purpose to our marching, that we will help the world to see that we belong to you, that we will help the whole world know that our light is shining for Jesus Christ and for him only. Amen. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those souls who used to walk with us, those who have fallen in love with this present world and walk with us no more. Help us as your children to seek those souls out, to preach and teach the loving word of God so they can come running and asking, what must I do to be saved before it's everlasting too late? We're also praying, dear Father, for all of the preacher brothers who stand and declare your word. those who preach so bold and so forcefully. Help them to make their calling and election sure and to stand firm on the word of God in regards to what they have to face. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who desired to be and could not, and those who could have been and chose not to be. Look in upon them and bless them and keep them and help them to regain their commitment in this world. And once they regain it, help them to find their way to the fold. If not, then let us come in contact with them so we can teach them what thus saith the Lord. Amen. We're also praying, dear Father, as we go, help us to continue to keep our arms out for one another. And help us to continue to let our light shine so brightly that those who see it will come asking, where is my home? Once they ask this question, let us take the time to preach and teach the word of God to them so they can be saved. We ask these prayers in Jesus' name and for his sake. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Oft we come together, oft we sing and pray. Amen.